Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Why, hello everyone. This is Miles.
Hey, Chico.
Yeah.
Well, it's got such a long lead in. I wish it didn't have such a long lead in.
Yeah.
Like half the friggin' song. Oh, Chico.
Oh, I hear it's copyrighted.
Don't be discouraged. There you go.
Yeah.
Chico.
I thought you might be doing some Tonight Show stuff, actually.
Well, let me see if I can find a Tonight Show thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's over.
I'm sure
it's overrun with people
looking
for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So what's going on? Hey, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
Before we get too much further.
Yeah.
We're, if it all works out, we're gonna be, on thecosmiccircus.com show.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll rehear some of this stuff. If you're hearing it here, I mean, I guess there's no point, but thecosmiccircus.com is gonna play us with some, other people, and they like the show. So.
All right.
I just thought I'd say that, you know.
Yeah. And I'm going to say that if you have given already to the Tsunami Relief Fund,
yeah,
that is a great thing. But this is going to seem kind of petty, but I've been kind of sent to a collections agency with our local library.
Yeah.
And I know this is going to sound petty, but if anyone still is in a generous mood,
yeah. Are you looking to get donations for your...
I feel bad, you know.
Oh, yeah, I got something in me.
I got something. It seems petty, I know, in light of all this, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got sent to a collection agency for the library?
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's Johnny!
There you go. I think that's what the Grim Reaper's assistant said this morning.
Here's Johnny.
There he is.
There you go.
Da dun dun dun.
Da-da.
Yeah. So Johnny Carson's dead.
Yeah.
And all you can do is say, "Hey, everybody! I kind of got this like 35-cent fine at the library. I need to pay off." If Sandra Bullock or Leonardo DiCaprio got like a couple of pennies left in their pocket from donations,
yeah,
I could really use.
It's more like $55.
They're gonna take away my library card, and I won't be able to get my books for the blind anymore. Even though I'm not blind, I just.
You sound like Bobcat Goldthwait.
You also give me money.
Give me money, I'll kill you. Golly. Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
I really hate you all! Bobcat really sounds like a demented Grover, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm Super Grover! Same kind of voice, isn't it?
Sort of, yeah. Now you say that, yeah. Like Grover on meth or something. What the hell? The hell.
It's kind of like, I think Bobcat was watching a lot of PBS.
Yeah.
It's kind of a combination of Grover and Rita Moreno on an Electric Company.
Yeah.
Isn't she the one that said, "Hey, you guys!" So,
yeah.
He's like totally immersed in the PBS children's experience.
It might be.
Which I was just thinking, now that Carson's dead, right?
Yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, I watched Johnny Carson every once in a while.
Right.
And so now, I mean, there's no reference. Now that he's gone, they're going to have all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then everybody's going to go, "Oh, yeah, isn't that the guy that's dead?"
Yeah.
That's about it. I mean, they're not going to have all the shows and all the...
Right.
He's on that freaking show for like 30 years tonight.
I know.
You know? And I want to make a statement here.
Yeah.
Now, Johnny Carson himself,
yeah,
not very funny. Now, everybody over the next few days is going to be saying, especially tomorrow night, you know you're going to see, like, the Johnny retrospective on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
He's not really a very funny kind of guy. But, I will say, he listened very well, and he reacted very funny. The other people were funny.
Yeah.
He reacted to that.
Well, that sounds like me and you, really.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, you're not very funny, but...
I'm not very funny, but yeah.
But your reactions to me are funny.
That, there you go.
So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, you think you're going to get any money out of anybody, or what?
No, I'm not. I don't want... I'm just kidding. I don't... I think it's just funny.
You don't think so, huh?
No, I don't. It's petty. I'm not.
What's that?
I'm not going to.
How much did you get fined?
It's like $55.
What?
I'm in like $55, so I don't...
For the library?
Yeah, I
don't know. What the hell did you take out of the library?
It was something, adult magazines or something. I don't know what the hell it was.
This is a collection agency for the library. We're missing all the swimsuit issues for Sports Illustrated back to 1960.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. But, honey, I couldn't take it back after what I did.
Victimless crime.
I'm so ashamed.
It's a victimless crime.
Oh, see, I found a Tonight Show theme song.
Yeah.
Sorry, this site temporary unavailable. Daily bandwidth limit exceeded. I told you that.
Yeah. Oh, well. We can move on.
Well, Johnny's dead. It's sad.
Get over it.
We always thought it would be Ed first. You know what I mean?
Yes!
It's just like Mick Jagger's going to go before Keith Richards.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, it seems like the person who always, you know,
yeah,
kind of does too many
yeah,
substances, they outlast yeah, the people who... don't as
well,
much, so yeah.
I don't know, maybe.
So it'll be still around, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember when Johnny was here. Hi-oh!
Yes!
Yes! Ed, what is Mr. What do you have to say about Mr. Carson's death? Hi-oh!
Hi-oh!
He'll be like the Alzheimer's patient, and all he does is laugh and everything.
Yeah.
Reader Riley's favorite... soda.
Radio, I'm getting questions, asked questions. It's Grape Knee High, Radar
hey,
O'Reilly's
what?
Favorite soda. The my wife's doing a crossword puzzle, so
oh.
I told her to go ahead and keep asking me these things if she didn't know them.
You know what? We were talking about Carson's death, and my wife's like, oh, they're going to have a big thing for him on the Academy Awards, I bet.
The Academy Awards?
I said, well, the Academy Awards is for, like, movies.
Well, they may. I don't know.
She's like, no, they will. I know it. So I want it better now to see.
Da, 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 da.
I'm saying no, they don't.
I don't know. He did host the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't think, you know.
I don't know.
That it really would be a big thing for him, no.
I don't know.
So what's going on with you?
So do you want to hear about Skin Mags or me getting double teamed out of the shower today?
What?
You
what were my two choices again?
Me and some Skin Mags or me getting double teamed when I came out of the shower today.
My wife votes for double team, so I guess I'll go with that.
Well, let's go with double. So I have mentioned previously that my dog enjoys licking me.
That's right.
After a shower.
Yeah.
Did I mention that?
Yeah, you did mention that.
About a year ago or something.
Well, you mentioned that your dog really likes to lick your knees.
Below my knees.
Just below your knee.
Yeah, it's just a small dog.
Okay. Wait a minute. Is that as high as he could reach? Or is that just be like a sweet spot?
It would be a comfortable position for the dog.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
You say comfortable position, it just sounds so dirty, really.
Well, now it's even got worse because now the cat's getting in on it.
On licking your legs?
Yeah. I got double teamed this morning as I jumped out of the shower.
Like you stepped out of the shower and they both are there going...
Yeah. And they're both going to town. Like I'm a giant chew toy or something.
I called my dog Dr. Lecter. And my cat, Clarice.
And like the cat, like the tongue on a cat is like sandpaper, you know? Like,
yeah.
Dog's tongue, very smooth.
So what? You saying you like it? It's like leather and lace or what?
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird.
I like it soft on the left, but I like it rough on the right.
Yeah, actually, it was just the reverse, actually.
Well, I wasn't there, so I'm just taking
spec. Yeah, I know, but if you ever come here again,
if you ever come here, I want you to be there right when I step out of the shower.
I'm going to hook you up with this.
I'm thinking about installing a webcam so that I can broadcast this over the internet, so.
I'm telling you, these two double-teamed me when I got out of the shower this morning. I thought it was kind of weird.
So, how long did this last?
It goes on for about a minute.
Oh, well, there you go. Just enough time.
Isn't that weird, though?
And what are you doing during this minute?
I'm toweling off.
Oh, okay.
I'm toweling off.
Just checking. I don't know.
I'm doing the upper head and torso. And,
Yeah, really. Quit washing yourself with raw meat.
Yeah, with meat.
Well, for some reason, the cat seemed to like the fish side.
Yeah.
I was doing a comparison soaping.
Yeah.
I had a piece of halibut. And a hamburger steak.
Why are they doing this? I don't understand that.
Well, you got me. I don't think I'd ever lick your knee.
Come on now. They've got a water dish.
I don't think your wife would ever lick your knee.
Is it the salt or something? I don't understand.
Maybe you got a lot of minerals in your water.
You think?
You got me.
What the hell can it be?
You did say a long time ago you had some kind of testicular problem where your nards would hang down really, really low when they got hot.
That was in a hot tub, actually.
Well, maybe you take a really hot shower.
And, no.
Oh, okay.
Not that hot. I really cannot figure this out.
Well, maybe you should call a pet expert. Time? Yeah. How many times is this? How many times have you been involved in this cat dog fellatio?
It wasn't fellatio.
Well,
I've been double teamed twice now. Usually they alternate days.
Do you put that on your resume when you go in for the?
They will usually alternate days on me.
Oh, really? Okay. You seem to get something going on. You hear them out in the hallway before you step out, going.
They're doing, rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, there you go.
No, it's just, why are they doing this? I don't get it.
I don't know. You've got peanut butter in my chocolate.
I don't know. I don't get it.
You got chocolate on my peanut butter.
I'm hoping next time you come to visit, though.
Don't want to see your dripping wet body.
No, I'm going to have you take a shower.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how you can cut this all off.
Yeah.
Shut the goddamn door. I don't know what it is with you people there. And the whole open door policy on the toilet.
I don't have
showering.
An exhaust fan. I don't have an exhaust fan in my bathroom.
So what? You open the door after you're done. I mean, how long are you in there? 2.5 hours?
Bit.
Christ.
So I don't get steamy.
Well, I think it can get a little steamy, just, save a little dignity so you're not getting trounced on by all the animals you have in your house to lick your knees.
I'm telling you right now, next time you come down.
Which knee was licked? The weenie?
No, don't make it dirty now.
Don't make it dirty. You can't help but be dirty. It can only go from dirty to gross if they're licking the drain on the tub with all your hair follicles trapped there. honey, the animals have a strange attraction to my body hair.
I'm telling you, it must be like chocolate or something. Yeah. These sons of bitches.
It tastes just like liver snaps.
Man.
I don't know. You got some kind of weird. Is it anybody else displayed any knee licking penchant there at the house? Or?
No.
You noticed any? If you woke up in the middle of the night with them on your legs, or
no?
No.
That could
be some
weird disease.
Yeah, they could be like looking. They're deficient in some type of thing that you secrete. This could be like an X-Files.
Yeah.
Well,
The only clue we have is every time he steps out of the shower, he gets licked by any animal that's in the vicinity. Lord knows if you, like, took a shower at the zoo, what would happen if there was any animals there. Stampede. No, Raja! That's right.
Talk about Mr. Goodbar.
It's strange. The man seems to secrete some kind of a liquid when he showers.
Yeah.
How come I always feel greasier when I get out of the shower than when I get in?
Yeah.
It's strange.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to shut the door now or what?
Well, now you're making it dirty. Yeah, well, I'm going to.
Are you going to shut? Well, okay. Now let me. Yeah. I'm not making it dirty because what happens in your normal routine whenever you go to take a shower?
There's, I get naked.
You're skipping a part.
Okay.
Because most guys that I know, in the morning when they're getting ready, they do three things.
Yeah.
And they're not in any particular order, but usually say, you shit, shower, and shave.
Yeah.
So you're shitting with the door wide open, right?
Yeah.
All right. Need I say more?
I don't have an exhaust fan, though. So
but who wants to have your filthy, shitty smell wafted out into the hallway?
It fits in around here.
Okay.
It's right in line.
That's true. I guess with the cat shitting. No, one of the cats shits in the living room. It's obviously totally. You're like one of those frogs that secrete like that acid thing, you know?
I don't know.
Everybody hear about the people licking the toads down in South America or something?
Yeah.
Evidently the animals, you're like, you know, the Timothy Leary, you know, self-secreting Timothy Leary acid guy for animals.
Yeah. No, I don't understand why they're doing it.
It's because they get off on it. I don't know.
I don't know. It goes on for about a minute, and then they finish.
And then they take off. There was a. I was watching, what was it? It was, Drawn Together on Comedy Central about the cartoons reality show.
Yeah.
And they were licking the Pokemon dude because he secreted some kind of kooky stuff, and they got high. That's what you are. You're like that dude. Ling Ling, I think his name was.
I don't know.
You're like Ling Ling to your dog and cat.
Really?
Lord knows you better not let your children lick your knees.
No.
You sick son of a bitch.
No.
Kids, I just got done taking a shower in case you want to get high.
This is just for animals only.
Oh, okay. Only works on animals.
Yeah.
I've been doing experiments with a gerbil, a lizard, and a gecko. I thought it was cute on those commercials for car insurance. Isn't that a gecko?
Yeah.
I've been letting them lick my knees, and then I've been watching them.
Yeah.
Afterwards. And oddly enough, they don't act much different.
I tell you what, next time you're here, leave
except for the gerbil, he tries to get higher and higher on my leg.
Next time you're here, we're going to leave the bathroom door open.
Well, I don't. You probably do while I'm there. I just try to avoid it.
And we'll have you take a shower.
Yeah.
You jump out, and we'll see.
Come here, boy! Come on! I don't think that I'll be that appetizing for the dog.
Yeah.
Or the cat.
Yeah.
I don't think that I have the nodes on my kneecaps that you have that secrete the special fluids. Or
I don't know. What's up with that?
I don't know. Well, maybe that your knees are so calloused from use.
You're right.
That they've developed some type of
I don't know.
It's like pus running out of them or something.
Like a giant salt lick or something.
What do you mean? He's like he doesn't. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for a really tall dog. If those parts are appetizing, wait till they get higher.
Great Dane.
Right? You're not commenting now. He clams up.
Oh, she's going for my tank.
Have you laid down in the bathroom, perhaps, to see what would happen?
You're going for my tank.